Did your mother tell you that listening to all of that incredibly loud music would ruin your hearing? And of course, you did not heed her warnings. Can you hear me now? How's your hearing? Chances are, by the time you realized she was right, it was too late. Hearing loss in humans can't be reversed in most cases. Our hearing, of course, also deteriorates naturally as we age or because of illness. Many animals can regrow the cells in their inner ears that enable hearing, and scientists are trying to figure out exactly how they do it. What if this were possible in people? KCUR health reporter Alex Smith has more.
I did expect I would lose it. I didn't expect it to happen that soon.
Rob Jefferson was 17 when he started losing his hearing. It was due to a premature degeneration of hair cells in his inner ear. This runs in his family, but Rob, who's now 56, had a hard time believing it was happening.
No, it couldn't have been me. Everybody was mumbling. I can't have hearing loss, not this time. But I did. I just tried to blame everybody else.
By the time he was in his mid-30s, his hearing loss affected every part of his life.
It got worse and worse to the point where I just stopped answering telephones. I stopped going out because it was easier to stay home in an environment that I could control. It's kind of sad when you think back on it, but unfortunately, it's what a lot of people do.
When a baby like Amelia Baker comes into the world, she has about 32,000 hair cells in her inner ear. These allow her to hear whispers, lullabies, and her parents' baby talk. But before long, however, life begins to take a toll. Loud music and other sounds, certain antibiotics and other drugs, can gradually break down these hair cells. And given enough abuse, the cells die. Although losing hair cells means permanent hearing loss for humans, that's not the case for many animals.
So we're here right now at the zebrafish facility at the Stowers Institute for Medical Research.
Deep inside the Stowers Institute in Kansas City, a room with rows of small square aquariums houses about 30,000 nearly identical striped fish, each about an inch and a half long. Researcher Tatiana Piotrowski explains that zebrafish embryos are transparent, which makes them ideal for scientific study.
There are really very beautiful organisms under the microscope because you can see cells move and migrate, how they shape organs. You can see the blood flow, you can see the heart pumping.
Piotrowski studies how these fish regrow hair cells very similar to those humans have inside their ears. But in zebrafish, these cells are on the sides of their body, and they aren't used for hearing.
Here, it's not sound waves necessarily that activate these hair cells, but it's water motion. So if fish swim in their environment and there's a fish next to them or there's an object in the water, they can perceive that.
In a recent article in the journal Developmental Cell, Piotrowski and fellow researchers describe the cellular communication process that happens when zebrafish lose and then regrow hair cells. She explains that the surrounding support cells show an amazing ability to divide and transform.
You can imagine that some of these support cells act like adult stem cells in the sense that they are like a reserve pool of cells that when they're needed, they turn into a hair cell.
Tatiana's study is a beautiful study, a very complete study of this.
Dr. Ed Rubel of the University of Washington is a pioneer in this area of research. It began with an unexpected discovery he and his team made when they attempted to study dead hearing cells in baby chicks in the 80s.
Cells that were dead and gone weren't still gone. They seemed to be there, which surprised us greatly. In fact, it took us repeating the study three times in order to believe it.
Researchers have since found that lots of animals can regrow these hair cells, but Rubel thinks this ability was given up by mammals as a part of an evolutionary trade-off.
We haven't seen any reasonable amount of regeneration in any mammal. I believe that this was something that was lost along with the development of high-frequency hearing.
By studying how zebrafish and chicks regenerate these cells, researchers like Rubel and Piotrowski hope to map out a way humans' regenerative abilities can be triggered with the help of drugs. It's painstaking work, and there are plenty of questions and debate about how the cell systems work. It's also impossible to know at this stage how much hearing could be restored. But the research is worth it to Ed Rubel. People can regenerate skin and fingernails, and Rubel is convinced that regeneration of hearing is a human capability that simply needs to be unlocked.
this is a latent ability, then there's plenty of evidence that there's cells in the neonatal cochlea and maybe cells in the adult cochlea or vestibular organs that can be induced to regenerate or to transform into hair cells.
That's good news for people like Rob Jefferson, who regained his ability to hear with the help of cochlear implants. He says that after years of isolation and feeling out of touch, getting his hearing back turned things around for him.
I've got my life back. And that's what I needed.
For now, restoring hearing through cell generation is probably a ways off. Rubel thinks developing a drug may take anywhere from 10 to 50 years, but he has little doubt it will happen. For The Pulse, I'm Alex Smith.